All right, we're now joined by the front row for tomorrow's Grant Park 165. We have Michael McDowell, driver of the number 71 Spire Motorsports Chevrolet, and the pole winner for tomorrow's race, Shane Van Gisbergen, driver of the number 88 Trackhouse Chevrolet. We'll go ahead and open it up to questions for the front row for tomorrow's race. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get you a wireless microphone.
Everyone's excited.
All right, we'll go over to Dustin.
Dustin Albino, J-Ski. For both of you, like, how did you feel about your cars in race trim, obviously, before qualifying?
Yeah, my practice went okay. It's very hot, slick out there. The times are a lot slower than previous years. But my car felt pretty good. I probably took it too easy and had too much left at the end of practice. But, yeah, I feel like my race car was pretty good. I lacked a few things. And then in qualifying, they sharpened it up. And, yeah, like, my first lap was a pretty good banker, and I knew I had a lot left. And then, yeah, the next lap went pretty decent. Probably had two or three tenths left, and pretty cool to lay it down.
Go to Jeff.
Hey guys, we saw quite a few drivers making mistakes or coming close to making mistakes today. Can you describe how on edge you guys are and how little the margin of error may be out there?
Yeah, I think that's the temperature. You know, we're over a second off. I think what we managed last year, and the track's just treacherous, you know, and when it's that hot and slick, the margin for error is just so small, and at a track like this, there's no runoffs. You really got to be... I hit the wall two or three times, I think, on my qualifying lap. You got to be that accurate and that close to the walls, and you have no margin left, you know. So I don't blame the guys crashing. It's a very, very tough track, this one.
We'll come up here to the front to Jay.
Hi guys, Jay Cohen, Associated Press. You guys mentioned the heat, the slick, but how would you think? How do you feel like the track looked compared to the last 2 years? Similar, different, anything stand out to you guys?
It's the same for me.
Yeah, I think everything looks the same. I mean, you know, for a street course, it's miraculous how good they get the corners the same every year. I think some of that is because there's hard stops too, right? Like there's curbs on the other side and street, you know, markers there that kind of get it that way. There's a couple little humps that are slightly bigger, but for the most part, it's the same. And they do a good job of, you know, having the barriers in the same spot, and visual references are feel like they're the same. First couple years it was a little different, but I felt like this was real consistent.
Additional questions? Come up to Bob.
Bob Ponkers, Fox Sports. Brad was saying that he thought there were areas of the track that were repaved last year and they're just much more treacherous this year.
Yeah, I think it's turn one. They're, you know, they've lost a little grip and some color, but I still think that they're the highest grip parts of the track, and there's no bumps there. So, yeah, I find it okay.
I think overall the day was just hotter. I mean, we're about a second slower in qualifying and in race trim, so everywhere was a bit slicker. But, yeah, there's some new asphalt that we haven't used, too, on the inside of Turn 11. Well, SVG will use it for passing. He did last year there, but that's about the only spot I feel like is much different.
And you two were among the fastest at Mexico, so are either of you surprised that the other one's on the front row with you?
I'm not surprised at all. Gluck said this morning, asked me what I was going to do to beat SVG. Obviously, I didn't do enough, Gluck. Still got me by a half second there, so we still got some work to do. But our race trim was good. Our car's in the game. Tomorrow will be a mixed bag with potential weather in and out, so a lot of variables to go out there and navigate.
Yeah, I don't know. He's decent at a road course, I guess, but you never know. In NASCAR, there's 15 guys that can turn up on a road course, and that's the beauty of this series. Everyone's so good, so you never know on a given weekend who's going to be the challengers. So I'm not really surprised by anything in this sport.
We'll come to the middle up here.
Hi, since you won the first race in Chicago in 2023, we just want to know how has your experience been overall racing in Chicago in particular?
Yeah, it's one of the most exciting weeks. You know, it's cool. You know, everyone's in the hotel. You walk to the track with all the fans and everything, and the atmosphere is really cool. You know, I love street circuit racing. We did a lot of it in Australia, and it was really fun. So yeah, I enjoy this weekend, and if it's the last one, I hope next year we go somewhere cool as well and make another good street race. So, but yeah, this is obviously, as I've said before, this is a place that is pretty special to me. So it's cool to always race here.
Additional questions? All right. Well, thank you, Shane. Thank you, Michael. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.